WTADX Mobile 14686. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mr. Jeff, on this Tuesday morning at 44 degrees. This is Kilo Charlie 8, very sightless umpire.
Well, good morning, Mr. Toby. Rainy, drizzly morning it is. I got some road time today. I got to go to Sheboygan and then over to Petoskey, and then I'll be working at Petoskey the rest of the day today and tomorrow. So, yeah, it's going to be a long couple days.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got up early. I got my coffee. I still got to do breakfast. Went out and grabbed, two of my radio's batteries run down so I can recharge them. Both my bolt things, I have AR5RM with a, one with a 3,500 milliamp hour battery. I had that running down out of the truck that I use, and then I bought a 6,800 milliamp hour battery for my other AR5RM radio. So one's still going and the other one's in the charger.
Well, there you go. That'll keep you busy anyway. Well, I don't use portables very often. I actually bought a Bofang here not too long ago, and I've used it maybe twice since I bought it. It sits there, it looks brand new, sitting on my shelf, along with a couple Motorola portables that I've got that I don't use. And part of me wonders why I use or even have them, but every once in a while it's kind of nice to have them floating around. There you go.
Right, and I use the 5RMs, like, I have one set up in the truck, in my little cup holder there with a, it used to be a cell phone holder. I use that instead of putting a mobile in because I'm not driving that far away. And the other ones, like, goes in my walking bag or my my little smaller backpack. So that goes in there. So, yeah. Yeah, I have two of them. They were free from a friend. So, hey, there you go. Wait a minute, you mean Drake's not going over to the other side of the state again? They're not sending Drake, they're sending in ace reliever?
Drake has his own list of places to go and people to see. And what I'm working on, I'm basically doing the police bills and stuff like that. I've got a police car that's got some punch list items. We just got done building it, and they've got a couple minor things that need to be looked at, so we're doing that this morning. Drake's been doing a lot of the 911 center upgrades and software stuff. He's better with the software than him, so he's going to go over and do that kind of stuff, and I don't know which one he's working on now, but he might be downstate right now. Hell, I don't know. But, I got some simple stuff to do this morning when it comes to Sheboygan. In Petoskey, one of the local fire departments, just got a new brush truck, and we're transferring some old stuff into the new brush truck, and we're putting in a brand new light, a couple lights, so that'll be good.
There you go. Light bar. Sometimes they give you fits, I'll tell you. I know that all the ones we've had now, we're all LED. We're all LED on our trucks, so we don't have any worries there. They're nice, So, yeah. Well, let's see. Thanksgiving's coming up. Do you have any big plans yourself besides the weather cooperation? It's not going to happen.
Getting planned for the holidays of any kind. We got to go down and see your mom for Thanksgiving, but that'll be on Friday. So, but other than that, really nothing planned. Yeah, that's okay. I really don't get into these holidays anyway. Once Halloween is over, I'm pretty much done for the year.
Hey, I copy that, Jeff. Yeah, it's like me. I don't get into that much anymore myself. I really don't. Holidays don't really mean nothing because I'm on call and stuff, but that's okay. Yeah, today I got to get the snowblower moved around and ready to go because they're calling up to 6 inches, so I may be out Friday morning blowing snow. We'll see how that all goes, if it's going to stay over on the other side of the county. Yeah. Well, let's see. Nothing new really going on. Just kind of chilling out, except for my new ride. My 2011 Ford Escape's got going to the shop next on the 9th. The substation is got some rot in it, and not in a good way. So they've got taken in, and they found another subframe they're going to put in. So I'll be without that for a few days. You know, hey, things happen.
You just got that, didn't you? Didn't you inspect it before you bought it? That's a pretty big thing to have to replace a subframe.
Well, the hard part is it was for free. My aunt gave it to me when she got her new vehicle. She didn't know about this. So one day I see the tires count guy, so I call my local alignment shop and repair place that I took vehicles to and said, hey, I need to bring my truck in. And they get in there and they find it and they're like, uh-oh. And instead of going on buying another vehicle, we're just going to fix this one. You know, it's a nice vehicle. It's got 154,000 on it, but it's very nice. So, yeah, she didn't even know about it either.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, anyway, yeah, not much more other than that. So, I think we're going to put the microphone down, take out our book, and we got a little ways yet before breakfast, but we're headed that way.
Well, Jeff, it's always good to talk to you. You and I have been friends for so long, you know. There for a while, I was going to text you because I didn't hear you on for a week. I just wanted to make sure you were alive. Making sure those electric gremlins didn't go shorting out your brain or something. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, Jeff, you have a good one. Be safe out there, and we'll catch you later. WDADX, KCAVSU, 73.
Yeah, I've been short-circuited for a long time. WDADX Mobile.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. I've known you for too long. Okay, Jeff, be safe out there. KCVSU.
MHCM.
And ATMH, mobile.
And 9KOB mobile.
What's happening? An ATMH mobile.
Oh, we're just boring along here. I'm kind of logging to the PDU up there to see how much power this thing pulls when it's in dead transmit. Be interesting to know. I know I idle it pulls 33 watts.
I think it's around 300 or 400 watts. It's a 500 watt power supply in those, so somewhere around there.
I don't have service to get the load, but yeah, it seems to be working well. I mean, I'm impressed with the range it's got. Better than what it was. I mean, I could probably get a little bit more if I back the power down and got rid of some of the descents, but I think for now we're okay.
Do you have a pre-selector on it or no?
No, I don't. No, I'm just going into a set of TXRX system cams. I think that's fair.
Okay. Well, if you want one, I've got a crap load of them. So, just let me know and I'll send one your way pretty soon.
Yeah, I probably won't worry about it till after winter. I'm not gonna make him come out to put a preceptor in it. The scheduling and everything's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. I mean, I have my credentials for safe sites, so I might be able to help you there if need be at some times.
Alright, I can let you know. Let you know what they come up with. I'm not too worried about it right now. It's doing pretty good if you want my honest opinion. 322.8 watts on my signal. It was about 270 on your signal.
Interesting. Oh, cool. I'm headed up to St. Ignace to the Bridge Authority. I got to reprogram a couple radios because somebody fast-fingered a PL code on one of their channels.
Yeah, they're analog, aren't they? Are they UHF up there?
Yep, I actually have their old repeater. That's actually what's running 3.5 now.
MTR 2000 or 3000?
2000.
Yeah, those were good repeaters. I don't care what anybody says. Those were good repeaters back in the day. Until the power supply crapped out, and then they weren't.
Well, just never unplug it, and you'll never have a problem with the power supply.
Yeah, until the power goes out.
Hey, we don't need to say those bad words here.
Yeah. So I'm like, crummy. I got a 3000 up there now, so. It works a lot. It works really good. I mean, the sound audio is a lot better since you made those adjustments. It's really, really kicking butt now, so. I'm happy with it. 9K OP mobile.
Uh-oh. Somebody's getting sniped by the commercial vehicle enforcement. Wah, wah.
That
sucks.
Oh, so it's the free reach around day is what they're getting. That's what you're saying?
Yep.
They can stay over there. They were over here the other day and stopping us. They didn't stop us, but they were stopping tons of people. So, yep, that's what they do the best.
Yep, I don't think he realized that a spotlight was on. It was like, he had it facing straight forward, and it was real, oof. Even during the daytime, that thing just sucks to stare at.
Yeah. I don't know what I think about the new bubbles on the cars. They're brighter, but I think they look a little ridiculous as short as they are.
Yeah. I wish they were the same height, so that way we could have more stacks of lights of modules in them. I do like that they've got the scene ring on the bottom, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do. I do like that. That is very, very handy. So, smart. I mean, it really is. It's smart. And then you get to all those people, single bubble isn't effective. Actually, it's pretty effective, if you ask me.
Yeah, any light can be pretty effective with the right pattern and the correct placement.
Yep, I agree. So. All right, I'm just about to work here, Drake. Good talking to you this morning, and travel safe over the bridge, NADMH, and 9KOB mobile, mile.
Catch you later. NADMH Mobile, Tatowski. NADMH Mobile, Helston.
NXP. NXP. an ADMH mobile.
An ADMH and an APX.
An ADMH.
Yeah, I just got off the phone, but I'm pulling into my next one. I'll call you back here in a little bit.
Yeah, you might as well give me like 30 minutes. I'm just about to cross over the bridge here, and I'll be at the Bridge Authority in a few.
Alright. Yeah, that's about what I'll take. Setting up the Wi-Fi thermostat. Yay me. Alright, talk to you later. N8 APX.
Later. N8 DMH. Mobile.
KD8ZYW. Mobile. Monitoring.
N8 DMH. Mobile. Mackinac Bridge. DMH, mobile. DMH, mobile. DMH, mobile. Delta.
Good afternoon, NADMH Mobile.
Well, good afternoon to you, sir. How's it going out there today?
Well, the sadness hasn't started falling from the sky yet. We're getting close.
Yeah, roger that. Just got my generator up and snowblowers running and all that good stuff. Getting ready.
Yeah, I got the battery pack charged up for my apartment, so if I need it, there it is. I think I'm going to charge all my portables up, too. I got one of them charged, but probably wouldn't hurt to charge them all up.
Yeah, that's a good call. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm working on all the mechanical stuff, now I got to get after the battery stuff. I bought a little lithium battery. I think it's about 12 amps, something like that. I can't remember, but it's really cheap on Amazon. I think it was like $30. And I can run my ham radios off it. I can charge my phones and my tablets off it. Turned out to be a really cool deal. It's got a USB port built into it.
Oh, nice. Where did you get that? I might have to get one of those.
Picked it up on Amazon. Let me go grab it so I can give you the exact name.
Copy.
Yeah, it's a LifePO4, 12.8 volt, 7 amp hours. And it weighs probably less than a half a pound, unbelievably light. And it's a deep cycle. You can run it all the way out and then charge it back up. Comes with a charger. Even got an on and off switch on it. Really a cool little deal, and I think it was less than $30. It says it has a 4,000 charge cycles and a 10-year lifespan.
Oh, heck yeah. I'll have to grab one of those then so I can run my my base station off of that at my apartment. I have a little UPS, but that's just to keep my networking equipment alive. It doesn't have enough juice to run the whole desk.
Yeah, now this one, I should tell you, it doesn't have, my base station, it's a mobile that I'm using as a base station, a little Kenwood 281, but it only has two power settings, my base station. It's got low and high, and low is 25 watts. This battery will run it all day, and then some, transmitting and everything. However, on the high power setting, which is 65 watts, it doesn't like that. I think I would need a higher amp hour, the next bigger one, if I was going to run 65 watts on it. So, word to the wise.
Alright, that's not a big deal for me. I'm, for my apartment, I'm able to hit all the important machines with 5 watts, so. I got an ICOM
as of my base station, and it drops down to 5 watts, so that shouldn't be a huge dealio there. Well, cool. Take the next paycheck, that's what I'll have to get.
Yeah, it's turned out to be a great little thing. You use it for all kinds of stuff. It has 2 USB ports on it. It's got its own charging port, came with its own charger. That's the big kicker, is it came with a charger. If you buy one of these lithium polymer batteries, but it doesn't have a charger, then you got to buy the charger, and those things are as much as the battery, so shop around.
Yeah, right on. Oh, cool. Hold on one second here. Alright. Oh, that's neat. Yeah, that'll definitely come in handy. So. And you said it was less than 30 bucks. That's wild. That almost seems too good to be true.
That's exactly what I said. And I said, at this price, I'll gamble on it, you know. And the great thing with Amazon is that about the only good thing about Amazon is they have a very good return policy. So if it didn't work, I was just going to ship it right back. And it worked great. I use my mobile base station for satellite contacts. I've got a handheld Yagi that's attached to, like, a tripod you'd use for a camera. So I hook my base station up to that, and then I set the battery on there, and boy, I was making contacts from Tampa to Nova Scotia and Texas and to Manitoba and everywhere else in between. So that's what I got it for, and then I'm finding all these other neat uses for it, so it's been a good little thing to have.
All right, on. That's awesome. I haven't done satellite contact in a while. I usually use a Kenwood portable. I've got a THD7 that's full duplex, and I've got one of those hand mics that's got a headphone jack on it. So that way, when I transmit up to it, I can hear myself coming back, so I know that I'm making it. Well, that's cool. I'll have to search that up when I get home from work today.
Yeah, you know, I was using I've got a Kenwood PH75A that I was using. It's very old. It's not as good as the D that you have. No, not anywhere near that. Probably a 30-year-old handheld. But it does have dual receipts, true duplex, so you can hear yourself coming down. But the thing I found with so little watts is pretty much needed overhead passes to make the satellites. So by using the mobile on 25 watts, I can hit them at the horizon, and that's how I got such a wide spread.
All right, right on. Just rolling in the Elk Rapids here. Destination is Traverse. That's tough. I might have to grab the Arrow Yagi again and do some more satellite stuff. I think the last satellite I worked was SO50. That was probably a couple years ago, though. I don't know.
No.
Probably. I did try to do the ISS a couple years ago with the with my portable during field day, but everybody's run so much power that it's pretty much impossible to, you know, break with only 5 watts. But I try.
Yes, indeed. You know, that was one of the other reasons I used the mobile on with the Yagi, the little lithium battery, was because of the ISS. Like I said, those sons of guns, everybody's running max power and has tracking antennas, and they just hog the heck out of that satellite. So this allowed me to get in there. I'm able to get in there consistently, and actually spoke with an astronaut this summer. Spoke with and he said, welcome aboard the ISS, and called out my call sign. So that was a big thrill, because I really struggle with that ISS, with just using a handheld. First of all, pile up, everybody and their brothers trying to get on there. A lot of people mobile trying to get on, and then you got the power stations, and it was impossible, so it just allowed me to be successful.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just gotta keep the push to talk triggered down, and you just gotta wait until you hear yourself. So, and there's some people that run absurd amount of power for that, and I'm like, really, man? And they're hogging it. So, I've worked SO50 with a portable with a 19-inch whip. I had to hold the whip sideways, you know, because the radiation pattern's a donut. Held it sideways, and it worked. I don't know how, because usually SO50 is also packed.
Yeah, SO50 is one of the good ones. That's probably my favorite. That and the two Hayes satellites are real good, too. And the other ones are pretty much crapping out. There's not much up there anymore. But, yeah, I tried that a few times and just could never time it right. And, you know, that's a lot of it, too, is your timing. If you're doing it on, like, a weekend day when everybody's playing with their radio, you'll never get in there. But you time it right, do it in the evening or early, or it's just, it's luck, really. That's, you know, when I spoke with the astronaut, it's just pure luck. I happened to catch it. For some reason, there wasn't a big pileup going on, and she was on the mic answering, and it's just luck. It's really all there is to it, I think.
Yep, understood there. So. Well, sounds like my repeater's doing okay today. I got intermittent receive issues with it. Seems like it's doing all right. That's good. Have you done any receiving with the NOAA satellites or the Meteor satellites? I think the last Meteor satellite I did was M2, and I thought Meteor M2, that one blew up or something, and now there's the M2-2. And I tried to get that one, and I've yet to receive a signal from it. Anything like that?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Been doing it for years. In fact, I just got a small dish that I'm now doing the Ghost 19, which is a geostationary, so you don't have to time it. It's on all the time. High def. Tons of thought. It's amazing. So cool. But I can tell you what, with the, you know, they shut off all the NOAA satellites with the crazy government stuff that's going on. They shut all those off. So Meteors are the only ones left, and it's Meteor 223 and Meteor 224. And I'll tell you what, I had great success using the Yagi, that handheld Yagi, to track it while I was decoding it to my laptop. So that's a great, great way to do it. You'll have good success with that.
Oh, right on, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll have to break the Anthony out of that. And get to doing that again. The unfortunate part is I don't have a porch. So I'd have to go out in the parking lot of my apartment building and look like an absolute idiot. It's okay. Oh, man. I've actually toyed around with the idea of getting a couple servos and hooking them up to either a Pi or an Arduino and using GPredict to track the satellites with a Yagi on it so I can just have it do its thing and I just sit there and watch it on the computer. So. It's really sad that they shut off the NOAA satellites. That's what got me started with satellite stuff, man. It's a real shame.
Yeah, me too. That's how I got started listening to 15, 18, and 19, and just with a scanner antenna outside, little disc cone, and it's getting amazing decodes. It's really a fun thing to do, and yeah, what a shame. You know, I think some people probably rely on that. If you're out in the sticks somewhere, that's kind of the whole idea behind it. If you're, you know, not connected or whatever, off-grid or on a boat or something, that was the way you'd get your weather. And yeah, it's pretty shitty, but what are you going to do?
Well, the only thing you can do is to sit here and cry about it, but there's no point of doing that either, so... I guess all I can say is thank you, Russia, for keeping the the meteor satellites going.
That's right. That's what I told my wife. I said, I'm siding with the Ruskies now because they're keeping their space program going. Yeah, you're right. Meteor M22 was hit by a micrometeorite or something like that, and it destroyed it. Apparently they launched that one during COVID, and the antenna didn't unfurl correctly, so it has a tumbling effect. And that's where that Yagi really comes in handy, because you have to adjust your polarity as it's going by, as it tumbles. You got to twist the antenna while you're pointing it at it. But M224 is beautiful, and that's a pretty new satellite. And they're supposed to keep their program going, I think, for the next 10 years or something, so no worries there if that's all you can get. But picked up a little satellite dish from, it's called a Discovery dish, and it's really small, and it comes with the correct feed for L-band sat, and point that thing at GOES 19, and man, it's just been awesome. I get, you know, like 2 gigs of data every time I point it at it, and let it download for a half hour to an hour, and just incredible high definition pictures. You can make animations out of it. It's definitely the next level.
Oh man, you're going to be one of my new best friends. That's awesome. You'll have to send me all that information you got for that GOES satellite. So I want to decode one of those. That's something I've been wanting to do forever. But my buddy Joe, NACN, you'll catch him out here every once in a while, too. He's also a satellite nut. The Chilean Amateur Radio Club. Chilean Amateur Radio Club actually did a, ISS contact at the public library. And had a whole bunch of kids to ask questions and stuff like that. They had a whole rack full of radios and stuff like that. I think it's on YouTube somewhere. It's pretty neat. So. And you're re-sparking my, my brain on doing satellite stuff again. It's been a while. I've actually toyed around with the idea of making one of those helical antennas that you just kind of leave there, and it's got like this mushroom radiation pattern for receive. Just leave it there, and I 3D printed all the pieces for it. I was going to make it and leave it in my parents' front yard and leave an SDR hooked up to it with an LNA and the NOAA filter to automate the decoding or the receiving of those satellites, because GPredict can control SDR Sharp for that, and then you just have WX to IMG do its thing. Assuming the Templarian data actually stays in sync, because I had a huge issue with making that work, but guess I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, that sounds like a great project. That's the way to do it. Let that sucker run and then just go get your data out of it when it's convenient to you, and just leave it on and let it run. Use like a Raspberry Pi or something. And you're right about the filters. I neglected to mention that with the Meteor satellites, I had to get a little filter with a little preamp. I've got it off of AliExpress, and it was only $20. But it's got a SAW filter on the front, and then a low noise amp behind it, and it's powered by bias T, which your SDR usually can supply that. And that was what made it successful. I was getting something with the Yagi, but that little filter really made the difference. Now, if you can use, like you said, a right-hand circumpolarized antenna or helical, I think that would solve a lot of that. But, yeah, you definitely need the SAW filter and a low noise amp.
Yep. You can't really... I've got a separate filter and a separate LNA. I originally tried it with just the LNA, and those RTL SDRs, they're not very selective. You really want to receive really good on one of those, you've got to put some filtering on them. Anything remotely, just physically close to it. Just absolutely annihilates the receive performance. So, although I haven't tried it with my RSP-1A. I got one of those. I used to use it as a pan adapter for my Kenwood TS-590. It had a RF output on the back. Or like a receive output. And then it had two serial controls, or like it had the USB port and then a separate serial port, and you could control the radio with both of those ports. And whenever I would turn the dial, it would move SDR Uno around, and wherever I clicked on SDR Uno, it would drag the radio over there. I missed that radio. That was a really nice setup. I got a 7300 now, and I live that at my parents', and I can't use the HF at my apartment, so I remote in. But I'll have to try satellite stuff with the RSP-1A. That'll be neat. So, all right, sir, I'm just rolling into town here, and got to make sure people try to not kill me. 7-3, good to meet your acquaintance. And shoot me an email of that GOES stuff. My email is good on QRZ. I'd love to get going on some of that stuff. Maybe you can make it a club project for down here. 7-3, I already forgot the call sign because my brain is super great. Any DMH over here or down here in Traverse City? Have a good one.
Gotcha. NADMH. I'll look you up and I'll send you some info. One little point about that RSP-1A. I've got an RSP-1, so I'm familiar with those SDR plays. They don't supply enough bias T power to do satellites. You're going to have to, you'd have to run a separate power to your low noise amp. Anything that requires a bias T, no good with the RSP, unfortunately. Other than that, it's great for everything else, man. I listen to HF with mine, and fun little thing. I also use an AirSpine Mini at times. That has way better selectivity and gain than the RTL SDR that I also have. Good talking to you. It's fun to meet somebody else who with the same interests. I will shoot you an email, and if you have any questions or anything, you know, reply, and we can get together on it. Love to help you out. It's not too many people doing this stuff anymore. Good to talk to you. My name's Rich. I'm at the south end of Torch Lake over here in Rapid City. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Victor. KF8CQV. Good talking with you. Have a great holiday. 7-3.
KFA-CQV. Thanks for the chat, and look forward to hearing from you soon again. NADMH Mobile, Traverse City.
KB8FK Mobile, monitoring. KB Mobile
KCA-ESU testing on 442.5 DMR radio on the Northern Michigan Link system.
Sounds good in Petoskey, KB8FK.
Making it in then, that's pretty good. I'm just making sure with the storm coming in.
Okay, sounds good. So you said you're running DMR into the system, or are you going through TGIF? Name here is Scott.
Okay, Scott, I'm going through the 442.5 repeater and Traverse City. It's hooked into the North Michigan Link system through DMR and analog, but I'm doing DMR right now.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I can't remember if you can get in on DMR and the Petoskey repeaters, but anyway, sounds good. Okay, well, I just, I'm stopped here. I got to make another, pick up some groceries. So you're sounding good, and catch you later. This is KB8FK.
Have a good one. 73-KC8-VSU, portable.
KE9 CMQ listening.